You want an edge in life. You want to be healthy and feel good. You want to be inspired. Well, that's what we do on Which Way Is Life, the podcast designed to help you find a healthier, inspired life. I'm Bill Klaproth, your host, and two times a week I bring you trendsetting doctors, fitness pros, life coaches, athletes, and other inspiring guests to help you create the life you want to live. Thank you for pushing that play button. We're going to get you to the one thing right away, quick advice to make your life better. The first question I ask every guest. This is episode 53. So excited to have NFL defensive lineman David Carter on with us. David suffered from tendonitis and fatigue in the first few years of his NFL career, and in 2014 decided to switch to a 100% plant-based diet. So what happened? David quickly lost 40 pounds on his new diet, and his nagging injuries, fatigue, tendonitis, etc., went away. He basically healed himself with food, and now he's stronger than ever. So what's the message here? You too can heal yourself, and David shares his story and will teach you how to heal yourself with food. David, thank you for joining me. I really appreciate you being here with me today. I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
Yes, I am ready.
Okay, good. Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
The one thing that I find that people can do to improve their life today is to educate themselves. Knowledge is power, and knowledge of how your body works and what best, which direction you want to take your health, your diet, and all that is very important. I feel that this day and age, a lot of us we rely on the knowledge of another individual to take care of our health and to monitor our health. But I feel like that's our responsibility because it's our body, and we only have one body, so we should be more responsible in the way that we plan our health. And I feel like that's where people are lacking, is that they don't have the information, so they can't plan their health. And that's where a lot of people are falling short.
I think that's really good advice. Our own health is in our own hands. And we do need to educate ourselves, like you say. With a little bit of education, a little bit of understanding, a little bit of time spent, you can drastically change your life for the better. So I think that's a really good tip. Well, thank you for sharing that. And David, before we dig into your story, let us in on your personal life. Who are you when you're not saving the world?
What am I doing when I'm not saving the world?
Mm-hmm.
Trying to figure out other cool ways to try to get the information out and save the world again. But, basically what I'm really trying to do is just focus on getting the message out. And I spend a lot of my time doing that, finding creative ways to try to get the message out. A lot of people don't understand that the food industry is a business. Like this meat and dairy industry are a business. So I'm trying to figure out a way to get that information to the people and it's most palatable. I feel like when people know that they've been bamboozled or been told differently that, the eggs are good for you. Milk does a body good. But then you find out that the USDA switched it, it's illegal for them to state that milk does a body good, or milk has calcium, or milk or eggs are good for you, or anything like that. Then people start asking questions and figure out, like, man, you know. So anyways, to the bottom of the point.
See, when you're saving the world, it's the job is never done. It's always ongoing. But you're right. It's their job to get us to eat that food and the beverages. And a lot of times those food and beverages aren't good for us. That's for sure. Well, I quickly want to mention Which Way Is Life is brought to you by audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com. Which Way Is Life? Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Now, David, you were drafted by the Arizona Cardinals in 2011 after playing college football with UCLA. Most recently, you were with the Bears. Represent. That's my team, baby. That's what I'm talking about. Bears, although they're kind of sucky right now, but you know, once you're a fan, you're always a fan. Anyway,
it takes time.
In time. You're currently a free agent now, but in the early part of your career, you were suffering from, as I mentioned, tendonitis, fatigue, and other nagging injuries. So tell us the story. What happened that led you to totally change your diet? What was that moment?
Like I said earlier, knowledge is power. I watched it. My wife had been vegan for 6 years. She had always been trying to convince me to go vegan. And my response to her was, I don't know about that, babe. Where am I going to get my protein from? I had the same statements as general population. Where do I get my protein from? How am I going to be big and strong? Vegans are weak and skinny and puny. My wife is tiny, so that makes it even, that just helped my argument. But she sat me down to watch the documentary Forks Over Knives. And Forks Over Knives, is for people who don't know, is a documentary that explains, what's more important, changing the food on your plate or going under the knife and going under the knife for surgery for heart disease, stroke, diabetes. And after watching, and I, like you said earlier, I was dealing with high blood pressure, tendonitis, early onset arthritis, and I was taking medication for all of these things, and I was only 23 years old, and a professional athlete playing in the NFL, dealing with all these old man illnesses, and they were hindering my career, my play, and so I knew, I was like, I have to make a change. There's something I can't continue doing this, and I was taking Celebrex and painkillers and anti-inflammatory, high blood pressure medication. I was like, I can't do this. This doesn't look good. The future does not look bright if I continue down this path. So my wife sat me down to watch Forks Over Knives, and I just learned so much how I had already been interested in medical, but I just didn't have a complete understanding of plant-based. It just explained how as soon as you take in any animal products, milk, dairy, meat, whatever, it sends your body into an instant state of inflammation for 3 to 4 hours. And then, you eat again and then send your body into another state of instant inflammation. And that makes your body become constantly inflamed and you don't even know it, right? That's why everybody's on these anti-inflammatory medications. And so I was like, man, and then you break down the word tendonitis. Tendon means joint, and itis is Latin for inflammation. So I was like, God damn, I'm causing all of my old man illnesses. Like, I'm drinking all this milk, trying to gain muscle, trying to gain weight, eating 3 or 4 pork chops or chicken breast in one setting, trying to get as much protein as possible. And then you find out that when you cook a piece of meat, the protein in the meat, it lessens when you heat it up. Heat deteriorates your protein molecules. So it's like you learn so much, and then that knowledge, it drove me to do some research and find out more about the plant-based diet. And I started looking up plant-based bodybuilders and plant-based other athletes like Tony Gonzalez. And then the strongest man in Germany is vegan. And so that right there motivated me to take the next step and to just do it myself. I cleaned out my refrigerator and I just dumped everything out and all the meat, all the dairy, everything. The entire house went vegan. My dog went vegan. So we replaced all the soap with vegan soap. And this is like, it just didn't see a need for it anymore. I just felt kind of betrayed by the meat and dairy and how it was affecting my body, and decided to make a change because I just knew that I had to make a change in order to be to live a quality life.
What did you notice right away? Was there a big change? Did you have withdrawal from the milkshakes and the pork chops? Well, tell us what happened to your body over the next couple of weeks.
So what I did was I was trying to be as proactive as possible because I didn't want to get burnt out on the diet, because I was aware that that's something that people run into when they're going and they're transitioning to a plant-based diet. So I veganized my current menu. So the stuff that I was eating big man food. So vegan nachos, pizza, hamburgers. I kept it as fun as possible. So, because you don't want to go from eating what you're conditioned to eating, all this Western, this fad diet stuff, and then go to a complete raw diet or a clean, no oil diet. That's torture. That is punishment for yourself, for your psyche. So, and that's a real test of willpower. So I was like, okay, I'm trying to make it easy on myself as possible. And I just made vegan nachos, vegan pizzas, vegan hamburgers. And then kept hitting those small goals and just continuing eating, I was like, okay, I can do this. I'm not missing anything because I was tricking my taste buds. In my mind, I'm eating nachos still. I'm eating a hamburger. I'm eating pizza. Is there meat on there? No. But it was easy for me to deal with it because I was feeling healthier. Like, my joints weren't hurting anymore. I was sleeping better. I had more energy. My workouts were longer and harder, you know. So my trainer, he was impressed. He was like, man, he even went vegan after a while. and he's still vegan. He trains people in Dallas, and he tries to put them all on plant-based diet. Everything else increased. Yeah.
And increased. So everything improved, basically. So I love what you had to say there. So I was going to ask you, how do you transition into this? And you said, veganize your diet. So for somebody looking to do this, those are great steps to transition into a 100% plant-based diet. Basically, take what you're eating now and veganize your way into it.
Right. Because that's what people do. People tend to try to do it, and they just go right into it. And no, you're setting yourself up for failure. You have to meet yourself where you are. You know, you can't just be like, I'm going to go vegan. I'm going to go raw. I'm going to start spiraling noodles and everything and just be 100% raw. Some people can do that, but you should be real with yourself and take it one day at a time. Veganize your menu, set yourself up for success in the easiest way possible, and do it that way. And to me, that's the easiest way to do it.
Right. Set yourself up for success. If you go into it too hard and fast, you're setting yourself up for failure. So you're a big football player. Did you notice the nagging injuries, the energy? You said you were talking about your bench press. So you stuck with it, and eventually you really started seeing these health benefits.
All of those injuries went away. And I didn't have any difficulties. The hardest part was learning how to eat vegan and build muscle. But after it was really easy once you figure out that, like, it's what protein is and where to get protein. Animal protein is not by any means better than plant-based protein, you know. And so once you figure that out,
yeah,
you just start to.
Huh? Yeah, I was going to say, let's talk about that for a minute, that protein, because that is a huge question, because when we think about building muscle, we think about protein. So where do you get your protein from in a 100% plant-based diet?
When people come and ask, where do you get your protein from? The first thing I tell them, I say back to them in response is, well, what is protein? And they just sit there dumbfounded, you know, and not really knowing, because they don't know what protein is. It's a word that they hear all the time, and they even probably scold people. They're like, oh, you're not getting your protein. But then they don't even know what protein is, so they're like, oh, shoot. But protein is made in plants through a process called photosynthesis. The sun comes down, shines light on the plants, it creates lower chlorophyll. That's where amino acids are made and stored. And protein is just an accumulation of amino acids. That's why the largest animals in the world are plant-based animals. You have the animals that people eat. The cow is a plant-based animal. You know, chickens, all of these animals, goats, they're all plant-based animals. And then goats aren't the largest, but you have the largest animals, elephant, rhinos, the largest dinosaurs in the world. We're all plant-based, and they all receive their protein from plant-based sources. And the strongest animals, gorillas, they're all, and so why don't we do the same? We have the same physical makeup, so why are we straying and going down a path that is causing us to have food-related illnesses? We're not supposed to have all these food-related illnesses. When we go to other countries, like for example, you talk about the China study, how they did that. Well, if we know that eating meat causes all of these food-related illnesses, why are we in the animal protein, and why are we eating all of this? So,
That's really. David, I've never heard it put that way, to think about animals, these huge animals, and you're right. What do they eat? They eat plants. Cows, they just eat grass, basically. I mean,
all
you're right.
Day.
I never thought about that. Really good point. And they certainly get their protein from that, and they certainly grow to be huge. That's really, really interesting. So take us through your diet then. Just give us an example. Pull back the curtain a little bit. What's your breakfast, lunch, and dinner like? Give us an example of that.
So breakfast is a big smoothie. I have a Vitamix that I live by. I love my baby. And then I just put fruit and peanuts, a whole bunch of peanuts in there, some oatmeal, and that's my breakfast. And then I'll eat something else soon after that, like an hour after that. I don't really get too specific with it. I just kind of eat now. And, I mean, I just eat all the time. And I do nachos. So, in my nachos, I just go down my nachos. I do nachos a lot. And on my nachos, I'll do rice, beans, avocado, tomato, onions, you know, dress it up, make it look all pretty. But in the rice and beans, is the combination is a great source of protein. You have all your carbohydrates, your calories, and your protein all in there. And it's great for, it fills you up, man. It sits you down and you just be full afterwards. I use nutritional yeast and cashews for my cheese, and that has a lot of healthy fats, and along with the nutritional yeast is a really good source of protein as well. It has, it's a complete source of protein. So, so that paired with the amino acids, with the complete source of protein from the beans and rice is a lot of protein. So I do stuff like that, and I try to make sure that every meal is a well-rounded meal, that I have my protein in the meal. You know, I don't really count my protein, but I make sure that I get all my calories and carbs, because that's where you get your size from. Protein, yes, is important, but you need your calories and your carbs, and that's what really helps you with your gaining your weight and your energy.
So your nachos, how do you scoop it up with? Is there a chip you use, or how does that work?
Oh, yeah. I use the Red Hots. Those are my chips. I use the Red – or I go to Trader Joe's and I get their chips. I stick to organic chips. I don't like to do – you know, I'm not a big fan of, like, regular corn chips, you know, down with GMOs.
Right. So for breakfast, your baby, the Vitamix, I love that. So fruit, peanuts, and some oatmeal, mix it up. That's your breakfast. And the nachos, rice, beans, avocados, onions, nutritional yeast, cashews, and your Red Hot chips.
Red Hot chips, bro. And it's all protein.
And
the thing is, it's a fat attack meal. It sounds fat, but think, because you got chips and nacho cheese, but it's rice and beans, nuts, and nutritional yeast. So for dinner time, I love nachos. I love Mexican food. So I'll do tacos. You know, I like to do shells because I get a lot of calories. There are a lot of calories in taco shells. And I just found some non-GMO ones at Sprouts. So they're really cool. I love them. They're good. So you get a lot of calories in taco shells. And I'm always trying to keep my weight up, because that's a problem that I face is, that which I feel is a good thing. You know, I'd rather face the problem of, you know, trying to keep weight on than trying to get weight off. It's a lot easier to build something than it is to, you know, strip it down and then build it back up again.
You're a Mexican food fan, so at night, like tacos, non-GMO taco shells. And what will you fill the tacos with then?
I fill the tacos with lentils or, you know, whatever. I like to use lentils because, you know, I use Gardein product a lot, you know, they're good stuff. I like them. It's when I have fat attacks, I use Gardein product because it's easy and it's inexpensive. So, and it has a lot of protein in it, but I'll use the lentils or beans or something like that. And I usually do lentils. But then I top it off with avocados, nutritional yeast, cheese. It's all the same. And then, you know, just kind of get a habit. Or you can do a chickpea salad or something like that. And just know where your proteins are and then develop your meal and what kind of food that you like. I do a lot of falafels. I love falafels, chickpeas. I do falafel sandwiches and burgers and stuff. The falafel burgers are bomb. A lot of people are they think vegan food is nasty because they don't know vegan food. So their first thing is like, oh, well, it's going to be a garden burger. The first thing that pops into their head are garden burgers from the 1980s. No, vegan food has changed. People have manipulated it and made it into amazing things. So back to dinner again, nachos, pizza. I eat whatever the hell I want to eat. So it doesn't matter. And then when you work, like when you're plant-based, my thing is, I like to say this, when you can make what you want and it's going to be healthier than the animal product alternative, because when you're eating plant-based, you actually get to choose how much fat is in your diet. You're putting the oil in there. You're putting the avocado in there. You're getting to see how much fat is in your diet. When you're eating meat, you don't have that choice. You are looking at that piece of meat, and the only fat that you can monitor is the fat that you cut off of that piece of meat. When you look
right.
at that piece of meat, you don't know how many grams of fat are in there. And it baffles me because everyone is always trying to lose weight. They're taking these pills to lose weight. They're getting liposuction. They're getting cut open by some doctor. Oh, how about you just stop eating the fat? How about you stop eating the fat that's in the meat? You can't see it, but it's in there, and it's going to be in your body. The fat you eat is the fat you wear. So that's why I like to eat plant-based, and I have a good time. I eat what I want because I'm able to, at this point, you know, I've done so much work. I know how to monitor, you know, the fat in my diet and all that stuff. I know what has a lot of carbohydrates. If I want to work on my abs because summertime is rolling around, I just, you know, change up my diet a little bit. Food tastes still really good, but I just change it up and, mm-hmm. you know, less fat.
So the I like that. The fat you eat is the fat you wear. It's a tweetable moment. You got to tweet that out right now, David. Tweet that out. You're the author of that. That's a good one. Well, we're talking with the 300-pound vegan defensive lineman, David Carter, and we're going to do the high five with David coming up. But first, if I could ask a quick favor, I have one simple goal for this podcast, to try to help people live a better life. So after the interview with David, if you're listening on iTunes right now, just search Which Way Is Life, hit the little ratings and reviews tab, and rate and review the podcast. That helps us reach a wider audience and help more people. If you could do that, I would really appreciate it. The High Five with my guest today, David Carter, is next. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way Is Life, Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. So if you like listening to podcasts like this one, you're going to love Audible.com. So I would recommend you check it out and browse all the books you can download for free with a 30-day trial. Just go to audibletrial.com/ and then type in Which Way Is Life. Again, that's audibletrial.com/ Which Way Is Life for your free audio book. Time for the high five with my guest today, David Carter. David, are you ready?
Yeah, let's do it, bro.
All right, let's do it. Question number one. David, people think it's unmanly to eat a vegan diet. You kind of mentioned that before. What do you say about that?
I feel that manly, the title manly, is an anxiety disorder. Manliness is basically, you know, I'm a man. You can't, you're not going to talk to me like that. I'm a man. Or I'm a man. I'm tough. I'm strong. It's just people just trying to fit in. They don't know what manliness is, in my opinion, like a true definition. It's just so many different things. What it requires to be manly, I think a lot of people need to reevaluate what manliness is before you can use a statement like that. Manliness doesn't include, you know, taking advantage of other beings or people. If you're a man and you're trying to be a man, and you have a family, well, the manly thing to do is to protect your family, and that includes having the knowledge of food so you're not feeding your child a hot dog or three hot dogs. And when you feed your child three hot dogs, according to the World Health Organization, that's equivalent to giving your child a pack of cigarettes to smoke. Mm. Now, if you ask me, that's not manly at all. The lack of knowledge is not manly.
Mm-hmm. Really good point. Being manly should not be about what you eat or your diet. Really good points, David. Thank you for sharing that with us. Question number two. So were you able to convert any of your football teammates to a vegan diet?
I was. A couple of teammates, one guy named Daniel Rodriguez, he's a writer as well. He wrote the book Rise. He's also, what is his book? Yeah, Daniel. He was also a soldier. He has two Purple Hearts, and he went vegan. And then there's also a couple other people who are going plant-based and trying to, I don't want to put their names out there, but I have a brother who plays too, and he's eating cleaner, mm-hmm. he's eating more and more green, and he's striving. But a lot of, you know, so it's a couple of people.
Okay, question number three. If, speaking of food and dinner, if you could go to dinner with anyone in the world, deceased or alive, who would it be and why?
That's a good question. I don't know, man. Let's see. I would have to say Marcus Garvey because I like how he preached his message and and got to people and reached people and, you know, and used his vision to get out to people and to really impact people's lives.
Okay. Marcus Garvey, is that who you said?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Question number four. Do you have a favorite quote or a book you can share with us?
Ooh. One of the favorite quotes, cave that you fear to enter holds the treasure you seek. That's a good one. And I've been really living off of that, because a lot of people are afraid. A lot of people, that's what I was telling you before. People are afraid to go to be plant-based. A lot of these people are going against, they're like, oh, down with veganism, whatever. They're just afraid of it. They don't understand it. And it's a lifestyle that they just have never been introduced before. They've never been introduced to. A lot of people mistake fear for you know, their rebellion against for their rebellion against a certain issue. You know, you have to understand that a lack of knowledge and rebelling to something for a lack of knowledge is not really a rebellion. It's avoidant.
That's a really cool quote. And we're going to put that up on the show notes page at radiomd.com. Okay, last question, David. Number five, finish this sentence. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
Meet people where they are.
All right, tell me about that.
Meeting people where they are. You just have to, as a vegan, you know, we're always touted as like, you know, they're always talking about veganism, you know, or they have that meme, and you don't have to ask a vegan if you're vegan or not, because they'll tell you. And where I'm going with this is that, like, you know, we have that because we do have this knowledge and we want to share it with people, but we have to learn how to meet people where they are. I feel like that's a message that the whole vegan community can learn, is because we're not really making it easy for people, because we have the knowledge and we're just trying to make people just, you know, get there. And because we're all a microwave, you know, world, and we don't realize that it takes time and, you know, understanding. So you have to meet people where they are. And that's in all aspects of life, in relationship, in business. You have to meet people where they are and work with them. Otherwise, then they're just not going to want to work with you. So.
Right. So meet people where they are and then lift them up with your knowledge and education and experience and love. Right.
Exactly.
Very cool. David, thank you so much. I've really enjoyed speaking with you. So how can we connect with you? And if someone wants to work with you, what should they do?
Yeah, if someone wants to work with me, you can reach out to me at the 300-pound vegan on Instagram or Facebook. My website is being redone right now, so it's down, but please feel free to DM me on my social media, and I'll get back to you.
Good.
Yeah, I'm available for speeches as well. I want to throw that out there. I'm available for presentations, and so please hit me up on my social media, and I talk about my journey as an NFL player and all the things that I've learned along the way and being plant-based. And I also have another discussion where I talk about food oppression, food laws, and how they affect and marketing and all of these things, and how they affect eating, our eating habits, and what we can do to prepare and to avoid those, you know.
Okay, that's great. And we're going to put links to your social media sites on the show notes page at radiomd.com. So if you want to get a hold of David, just go there and we'll have the links for you right there. David, thank you again. And as I close out my show, I like to share one of my own favorite quotes, which is, remember to enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. David, thank you again for being on with me today.
Yeah, anytime, man. You have a great day. And to your audience, to everybody, take care of yourselves and bless.
Absolutely. Sounds good. And go Bears.
Go Bears.
How cool. The 300-pound vegan, David Carter, my guest today. Thanks again to him. And check into this 100% plant-based diet. There's definitely something there. It can help you educate yourself. Just do some more research on that diet. And he gave you some great tips on how to veganize your current diet and transition right into it. And thank you so much for listening. Remember to catch every episode of Which Way Is Life. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at RadioMD.com. And again, please rate and review the podcast on iTunes. Just search for it, Which Way Is Life. I'll pop up. There's a ratings and review tab. Click on that. Give me a rating. Give me a review. I would really appreciate it. That would help me out, and it gives us a chance to reach a wider audience. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcast. I'd like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me at Which Way Is Life on Twitter and Facebook. Please follow me there. You can also check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thank you again for listening, and stay well. We'll